Hey everyone, this is Sienna.
And this is Toast.
Welcome to the Girl Meets Girl show. This show is about choosing happily ever after.
Ta-da! Ta-da. You can find us online at girlmeetsgirl.net and we're also at WGAYonline.com. Thanks to WGAY for having us as a part of their programming.
Happy Mother's Day!
Yes!
Today is Mother's Day.
May 9th, Mother's Day in the USA. Mm-hmm. So today, Sienna and I are just going to have a conversation about mothering and the nurturing aspect of that. And it'll be kind of a rambling experience.
We made a rambling podcast.
Jotted a few notes, but, you know, wanted to just honor the mother archetype. Is that the word I'm looking for, Sienna?
Archetype? Sure. But, you know, some of us have a mother to honor today. Some of us have mother figures to honor today. And some of us might feel like we don't have a mother or mother figure to honor. But we do. The mother is the feminine aspect. And we each have a feminine energy in
us
that we can honor. So it can be a self-honoring day as well. So we're going to take a look at just what that might mean. So you're going to have to pardon me because I'm eating a salad during this podcast. And I'm allowed to because it's my special day.
It is also Sienna's birthday.
Yay for me!
Which is very appropriate because Sienna is a natural mother in terms of her energy. You're very nurturing and you love to host people, right? To be generous and be comforting. She has a background in social work. So it's fitting that you were born on Mother's Day.
I was actually born on Mother's Day.
Yes.
And today Mother's Day falls on
May 9th.
Yeah.
It doesn't always, right? Sometimes it's a little off, like one day off.
But I was actually born on Mother's Day.
And it was Mother's Day.
Yeah. So that's why it's a special, I think it's a special birthday.
Yes.
So I get to eat a salad and be kind of rude and talk with my mouth open. Okay, so here we go.
Nurturing the nurturer. So mothers are supposedly, you know, all about nurturing and comforting and caring. And of course, the classic conundrum is that mom gets so harried because she's always giving and giving and giving.
Mm-hmm.
And then the well runs dry. Because mm-hmm. she doesn't take time for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Or other people start to take her for granted.
Yes.
And they don't offer and tell her, hey, you know, wait, you know, let me do the dishes.
Right.
Let me take care of that for you. How about a foot massage?
Or telling her, you know, hey, mom, I can go pick up that, do that errand for you on my way home.
Yes.
Or, you know, just help
Look,
her.
I did the laundry.
Right.
Provided that you don't, you know, shrink her clothes that need to be going in the delicate, right? I mean, you have to know what you're doing when you do the laundry.
Offering laundry help.
Otherwise,
right.
You might be causing more problems.
And I think that as a mother, I'm not a mother. I'm only a fur mom. Mother of four-legged furry creatures.
We have cats.
I think as a mother, though, I would imagine that there is a lesson in receiving the help. Because I think, you know, a mother who takes pride in creating the system of her household might have a very hard time relinquishing control to someone offering to help do the laundry.
True.
So I think it's a two-way street. Like, you know, offer to help. But if you are a mom listening out there, put yourself in a position to receive it. Be able to receive it. Because I think it's hard. I think it's hard when you do everything.
Yeah. And even, Sienna, even when you, like, I'm, you know, we're not mothers, so we're doing our best to talk about this.
Yes.
But even when you offer to help me sometimes with areas of the household that's supposedly my responsibility,
taking, the dykey things, like taking out the trash.
And no, not even that, but just taking care of the filing of our papers.
Uh-huh.
Like you mentioned earlier today, oh, I can help you with that. I kind of had to take a little check in my spirit because my initial reaction was just internally, you know, was like defensive, like, what, you don't think I can handle it? You know, and then I had to realize, oh, wait a minute, that was a very loving thing for her to do, and I appreciate that. And
I was loving because I felt really bad. Like, I put something in your box, and I thought,
wow, oh it's God, really it's overflowing, full. And yeah, oh, my God, felt, she really needs to file, and oh.
And I felt bad that I was contributing to the aww. Amount in that, in your inbox.
But anyways, so.
So receive it.
Yeah.
Mama toast.
Yeah. And then when I did that check, I was like, okay, you know, I was grateful. It totally turned around from being a little irritated to being grateful. So
yeah.
So a little check there.
And I don't receive help when you offer it. Sometimes.
I'm trying to think of a time, but I can't think of a time.
When I don't receive it?
Yeah.
Well, like if you say, oh, I'll feed the cats. And I'm like, no, because I have a system.
Oh, right, right, right. Oh, yeah, because you're going to do it wrong. You're going to feed them the wrong food.
Well, sometimes you feed them the wrong food.
I know. That's what I mean. I know. That's what I mean. Yep, yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
So receive it. Because even if there might be some stress in however the person who wants to help is helping, you're sending a message to them saying, thank you. I receive what you want to offer. And it also makes the person offering feel really good. Like, wow, I get to help them and do this.
And you got to just give them instructions.
You could do that too. Yeah. Or just step back and close your eyes.
I think another thing that is worth taking a pause and really being conscious about on Mother's Day and overall in our society is recognizing again the value of intuition, the mystical, the intuitive, because that doesn't get a lot of respect in our society. Mm-mm. Our society is
very young.
Yeah, it's very young. It's all about achieving and mm-hmm. progress and measuring
go.
Things
don't
and,
rest.
And proving things and mm-hmm. how much did you get done today?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? And yes. That goes into the mothering thing. Right? Mm-hmm. Is the mother holding it together? Is mm-hmm. the household spick and span and all that mm-hmm. sort of thing? How many activities are is your kid in?
Right.
How much and enrichment do your children have?
Right. And if you bought the cookies for the after school snack versus baking them from scratch yourself.
Oh, God.
Oh, points off. You're not good enough.
And how much did you do? Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, I heard a story about how when one of those Betty Crocker or Sara Lee type of baking mixes first came out,
mm-hmm.
like way back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. They weren't selling that many of them. And they did some focus group testing. And the reason that the mothers and wives weren't purchasing them as much as they would like was because they said they didn't feel that they were doing enough to make the cake. All they had to do was add water. That's not enough. I'm not doing enough to earn, you know what I mean? Like they didn't get that sense of satisfaction and yeah. fulfillment, and they didn't feel worthy to use this such an easy thing to produce a home baked thing. Mm-hmm. And so the company's solution to sell more of this product was to add to the instructions, add an egg. Add an egg to the mix.
Yes.
And then put it in the oven or yes. whatever.
And I bet that worked.
And it worked.
Because you have to add egg, oil, and water.
Because the mothers, you know, felt like, oh, mm-hmm. well, I'm contributing. Mm-hmm. I'm earning this. So I thought that was interesting.
You know, yeah. but I kind of understand that because recently we made we went to dinner with friends and we decided to make a raw meal for them. And now there's a lot of different things that I make that are raw, some signature things that take a lot of time, but so worth it. Anyways, in my planning of making this one particular item, I had to cross that off the list because I had an issue with the kale that I bought, and so I couldn't do that. And I did feel like, well, all other the other four things we're bringing to the raw dinner is not enough because I don't have this one thing that takes so much time. Like, I felt like I didn't do enough.
Hmm. Even though it really didn't take away so much. I mean, obviously the thing
but
that
it's
you're
so
making,
yummy.
Yes, the thing that you're making, which we call leaf jerky. It's dehydrated kale with all kinds of really good yummy seasonings on it. But anyway, that sense of I'm not doing enough.
Yeah, I'm not doing enough.
Achieving
for this meal.
Enough.
Right. And even the I was also going to do raw ice cream, but there was an issue with that. And so I really had to improvise, and I filled out those spots, you know, they didn't go dessertless or anything like that, but I did feel like, well, that was kind of too easy. You know what I mean? Like that was too easy and that was too easy. And, you know, so that goes along with the value of how society values the yang qualities.
Right.
And, you know, it has to be kind of a struggle and tough.
Right.
In order for it to be like, oh, I did something.
Right. But
that's sickening, huh?
Well, I think because our society doesn't see so much value normally in the energy that we can bring to something. Mm-hmm. It can be very simple, but having that mothering or feminine energy of just intention and just simple presence that's loving, that's caring, that's offering of itself. And it's just a presence. It's an energy. And it can be a simple thing, but that feminine aspect, that's what really speaks and adds and value and touches people, really.
Yeah. Yep.
Because all the processing and attention and achievement that goes with producing, you know, processed foods, that's a lot of work, really, in there. I mean, you have to strip away all of the fiber from the wheat, and then you have to, you know, I mean, no, seriously, right? There's so much work and machinery and equipment and fleets of trucks and big giant conveyor belts and shrink wrap packaging and advertising that goes with this quote unquote food that ends up on our supermarket shelves. But really, where's the heart in it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So just that.
Yeah, okay. Yes, good, it's good.
That's
it's
a conversation.
Good.
Moving along. Yeah, okay, moving along. Okay, okay. Let's see. What are some other thoughts?
But anyways, you know, so what I was first talking about with needing to nurture that mother aspect of your own self, you know, and giving yourself permission to really be in that feminine energy of rest and relaxation and reflection and not feel like you always have to do the go, go, go type of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
So we need to take time out and to do that because we need to refill our wells so that we have something to give others, you know?
Right.
Back to that thing we talked about, you know, going into yourself, to spirit, you know, whatever you call that God, whatever is your spiritual thing. And then when we fill up our well, we can give to others. So similar with this, you know, you need to nurture yourself and refill your own well before you can go back to giving to your kids or to your person, your partner, to your family. And so on Mother's Day, it's good to remember that we have our own inner mother to be in that inner mother spot and nurture the child, the self, nurture yourself. Is that confusing?
To allow yourself to be mothered by spirit.
Right. And yourself, that aspect of yourself, you know? Yeah. And so there's some things that you can do because a lot of times, you know, we're always just giving. I mean, even as women or even as men who are very in touch with their feminine aspect, with their mother self, we are givers. That is an aspect of the feminine, giving, giving, giving.
Right.
And so to keep that in balance, we need to really rejuvenate, right? So some of the things that, you know, we thought could be good to do is, and I saw this recently, I was made aware of this on the Jessica Simpson show. She has a show.
Jessica Simpson.
What is it called? The Price of Beauty, I think it's called. And it's hilarious. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's funny.
She travels to different countries. Mm-hmm. And in each country, there is a beauty ambassador.
Yes.
So there's a native of that country who is kind of the liaison and the tour guide, mm-hmm. explaining the concept of beauty in that culture,
yes.
and the beauty treatments and mm-hmm. the customary things that women in that culture do to feel and attempt to be beautiful according to their standards. Very fascinating.
And there was something that I thought I wanted to try. And it's called laughing yoga. And she was in India, of course. Everyone was standing in a circle. They were just laughing.
You would be so good at that.
They were just laughing.
You would
laughing.
Have a black belt in yoga. And laughing yoga.
And it was so funny to see and hear how people laugh and how other people's laughs were sending off other people's laughs.
Right.
And it looked so cathartic and therapeutic and... You know, endorphins are going and
that's
being
right.
oxygenated.
That's true. And then if you laugh so much, that's right, right? Like you're
working out your abs.
Right, exactly. Your abs start to work out. And they say, yeah, that it does release all those good chemicals in your body and making mm-hmm. you feel good and stuff.
And even they had said that
laughing yoga
boosts the immune system
mm.
and has helped create a healthy environment in the body to help cure cancer. To help it,
oh
to help that
God.
Along, you know. Not saying laughing
That's
cures it, but
right.
to help. Because basically, when your body is sick, it's in a state of stress. And actually, stress causes illness. And so if you relieve your body of stress, and one way can be through laughing,
mm-hmm.
Your body's immune system gets stronger, your body gets stronger, and it can heal itself.
Yeah, that's right. That's reminding me of a story that we heard once of a guy who was diagnosed, I think, with some kind of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he treated himself. He was like, I am just going to laugh my way to health.
Yes.
And he rented all these funny movies, and he just...
Mm-hmm. It was actually a woman.
Oh, it was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Mother's Day.
Yeah. It was a woman, and she... I forget which stage cancer she had, but... It was pretty progressed, and she helped to cure herself within 4 months without chemotherapy or radiation.
See, the body is so amazing.
The body is amazing.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, laughing yoga, that's something to think about. Okay. Or should laugh about. Ha-ha.
Sign up for your local class at the YWCA.
Another thing, but we talked about, you know, taking the time to rejuvenate. You know, don't overbook your schedule. You know, don't just...
Oh, that's a big one.
When you're looking at your schedule and there's something to do and you're looking at where to put it, don't just put it in the next open spot.
Right.
You know, take a back up, take a bird's eye view of your week, of your next 2 weeks, and look, okay, do I have time to rest? Did I schedule a free open spot in my week?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have those spots and don't just fill everything up, you know? So just make sure that when you're scheduling, schedule wisely. Because a lot of times your body will tell you, like, oh, I don't want to go to that thing, but I said I was going to go to that thing. But why don't you want to go to that thing? Because your body is saying, hey, we got to rest, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
and this,
give yourself time.
I would say also in this aspect, along with the whole food thing, our society really, it does take a radical approach to keep your renewal time for yourself
mm-hmm.
sacred
mm-hmm.
and an actual thing
mm-hmm.
and not it don't consider it like, oh yeah, well, I'm free at that time, so okay, we could do it at that time.
You know what?
No, you're not free.
Yeah, you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too, when you write it down, I mean, what I'm saying is write it down, don't just leave a blank open spot and
mm-hmm.
think, okay, write it like me time.
Yeah.
You know, and don't think you're being selfish. You need to do that for yourself. And I think that's why, too, aside from the weather, I think that's why a lot of people get sick around the holidays. Everyone is so stressed and overbooking themselves. Their immune
True.
System doesn't have a chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So schedule time for yourself.
Hanging out with Adam Lambert.
Hey, this is Adam Lambert.
The biggest icons of the pride are right here.
It's my station.
WGAY Online is the voice.
Welcome back to Girl Meets Girl Show. Happy Mother's Day. This is Toast.
And this is Sienna, and we're just talking about a few things that you can do to help nurture your inner mother self so that you can continue nurturing everybody else. So we went, the first thing was about laughing, the importance of laughter. The second thing we covered was taking a realistic look at your schedule and actually scheduling me time and not just filling every aspect of your schedule up. Now, third thing, and some people might find this frivolous, but I truly believe in this.
Yes, and don't laugh about it because I'm
laughing
in it
to relax.
Too. Oh, okay, you're following your own advice. I'm laughing to relax, damn it.
Okay, so don't discount your physical self. It's not materialistic. It doesn't have to be materialistic to care for your outer appearance,
mm-hmm.
The things you wear, how you do your hair, making that appointment for, say, your pedicure or your manicure or regular haircut appointments or whatever it might be. That's not selfish or frivolous, actually. Now, of course, keeping everything in balance, you know, instead of going to the place that cuts your hair for $225,
oh,
you might
God.
Want to go to the place that's $65, you know, or you might want to go to the place down the street that's maybe $26. $15 or whatever. But
$26. How about that?
But to take care of yourself, your outer appearance is really important. It's not something that, you know, you're shallow to do it or to even care about it because, you know, we live in a material world. We live in a very we're all very visual beings. And every day when you look in the mirror, you want to reflect back. You want the reflection to be the person that you are and hope to be. You want to claim that. And if you look in the mirror and you haven't been taking care of yourself, that's who you're going to be seeing every day. So it's never too late to step in and take do something to help nurture that outer appearance. And if you need a makeover, find a friend whose style you really love and ask her if she'll help you out. Because sometimes we get so stuck in a role, that physical self will start to reflect that. And by changing the outer self first, sometimes you can help change the inner self.
Yes.
Sometimes you need that boost to just get out of your comfort zone a little. And, you know, after having like a little makeover or just some attention maintenance, physical maintenance, you can look in the mirror and go, oh, yeah, wow, I feel fresh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel refreshed, got a good haircut, cut off all the old and all that stuff. It's just so, it really, really is healing and important to the soul. And it can often be the thing to help boost you to that next level.
I think it's about having a well-rounded perspective, grounded and healthy perspective.
Right.
And yeah, it's no challenge at all to diss the materialism in our society and say about how girls are just, you know, browbeaten about their weight unnecessarily and everything is about looks and make that such a bad thing. But on the flip side, appearance and our physical bodies are a reality.
It is.
It's what we are. We are our bodies.
Yes.
That is part of us too. Yes, we're spirit. Yes, we're, you know, mental beings and emotional beings, but we are physical as well.
Right. So eat, and, you know, you go ahead.
So, yeah, to not discount that, like you said.
Don't discount it. Healthy, eat raw, high raw, take care of your insides or medium raw, whatever, low raw. Take care of your insides. But that doesn't, by all means, mean that you have to go around and like, not comb your hair and, you know, don't wear deodorant. And,
it's
around barefoot. I mean, seriously, it's a balance,
right?
Take care of your insides. You're going to radiate that. You're going to want to take better care of your outsides. And and so it's really all, again, balance.
Right. Like I used to think that, well, you know, I'm a spiritual being. And so that's all it's about, you know. And that's all that really matters because that's the only eternal thing. So who cares about, you know, my hair or whatever? And I didn't care, you know. And I thought, oh, well, that's just reality, right? Because the only true thing is my spirit. But then
Sienna came along.
And I saw the light.
And all I had to say was, oh,
amen.
You look so hot in that hat.
Boom.
There we go. Hats galore.
Okay, but no, seriously, like I've really come to appreciate more and more, and even seen it as a practical thing, because I took so much pride in being so practical, right? Like, well, you know, it takes time for me to
wearing the puka shirt.
Which puka?
You didn't wear a puka shirt.
Means holes in Hawaiian. We're from Hawaii, so we got a little bit of Hawaii flavor in here sometimes. But yeah, I used to think, well, it just takes too much time to do my hair and, you know, button up my nice, get a nice shirt and stuff. I can just get away with jeans and a t-shirt, so I'm just going to save time and go that route, for example. But now I'm starting to realize and see the wisdom and even the practicality of prioritizing beauty. Because as...
Whoa, you got my attention. I'm like, perked up.
Being the spiritual beings that we are, mm-hmm. beauty is a part of that experience.
It is.
Beauty is a type of eternal experience.
Mm-hmm. So be your most beautiful self so that you can help other people feel spiritual.
But it's a real need. I think it's a real human need. Mm-hmm. Beauty is a human need. Mm-hmm. That's why the arts have survived throughout all these centuries. Okay.
So the last tip that we have is to have a higher goal. Okay.
Always be working towards the next thing.
Work towards something, because if you just have your goals of the day or goal of the month, you know, and you're just doing your things to get through the day and get through the week, but you don't have a higher goal or vision for yourself, it can get really old. You might find yourself slipping into depression or feeling like, oh, well, what am I doing? You know, what is life? And, you know, in that mode, mm-hmm. where if you have a higher goal, like say maybe you want to start your own business, or you want to write a book, or you want to, I don't know, get out of debt or something, you know, having a higher goal, write it down, have it in plain view every day, and make sure that you're always doing something. You're always taking a step in that direction. You'll have better esteem. You'll feel better about yourself. And it's important, because most likely, like, it's good to have that goal be something, a dream of yourself. You know, your own dream. Something for you that will help you become stronger to help other people.
Yeah, I think that's the key.
Yeah.
And that brings it full circle with the whole mothering energy of helping other people. Because that's the primary motivator is to help other people. That's what really lights the fire. You'll do things for yourself, but if it's for somebody else that you care about, I think you'll even go off step further. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a higher vision, and when I say higher vision, I mean something that is something greater than yourself, mm-hmm. something outside of yourself.
Yes.
I mean, when I'm feeling down and I shift my focus to look about me and say, well, what can I do to help somebody else to bring joy to somebody or something else, to even taking care of a plant. Mm-hmm. You know, that makes me feel better. Ooh, we're doing laughing yoga now.
I thought you were going to start singing. Well, I don't know. I felt like that's the place to start singing.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. What would I sing?
I don't know, but let's move on to the wise mother.
Okay. So... just to close things out in this Mother's Day, we're gonna let you go soon so that you can go out there and enjoy your Mother's Day. We just wanted to address the phenomenon that happens in our lives, or I'll speak for myself in my life. A lot of times when I have alone time with myself, right, scheduling my rejuvenation time, what do I end up doing? I just end up distracting myself. Surfing the web, looking up things that, whatever, and just, flipping through magazines or whatever, and playing with my little iPod Touch, and, you know, just looking at the latest app, and next thing I know, that's my me time. It's all gone. I used it up. And, I was by myself. And, I did things that you know, I kind of enjoy. But I think really all I did was distract myself for an hour.
Distract yourself from you.
Right. Exactly. So I think something that I'm trying to work at is to look at what's the need behind my need to play around with apps instead of, spend time with myself. Mm-hmm. Really, in a directed way, where it's like, okay, what am I feeling these days, mm-hmm. and how do I feel?
Do the check-in.
Do I feel about where my life is going, and why do I feel like that? You know, or why do I want a chocolate chip cookie right now when I know I really don't want the chocolate chip cookie?
Mm-hmm.
That's not really what I want. What I want is to be numbed, mm-hmm. to feel just dead almost, mm-hmm. because I don't want to feel something else,
right?
You know, and to keep digging, and it's like, it does take some work there,
mm-hmm.
but it's always rewarding work when I start journaling on those kinds
of
things.
It's work, man, it's work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, it really doesn't
it's worth
take,
it
but it really doesn't take that much time. Like,
exactly.
I'm amazed sometimes, you know, just half an hour later I'm like, wow, I got some insights and I'm encouraged about myself and where I'm at and what I can do, and mm-hmm. wow,
I feel the same way.
Yeah, so you know? Just that,
because it really doesn't take long, and if that's how you start your day, and even if you might come around to it and takes a little bit of dance to get to that more quality me time,
mm-hmm.
it's so worth it.
I find that if I just force myself to not deal with any electronics,
mm-hmm.
you know, all I have
is
my composition book and a pen.
Yeah,
force myself to get away from anything else and just maybe a cup of tea. I just sit down with that.
That helps
from the get go.
Yes.
Yeah. Not just, oh, let me just check my email really quick.
Yeah. Once you do that, you're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Then
you're down the hole. Yep.
Yeah. Because now, because before I used to have the computer. My computer near me in the mm-hmm, mornings, mm-hmm. and it was so tempting. It was like, well, let me just click it.
Right.
But now it's not near me, so it's not practical for me to do that anymore.
Right, and it could even be like a self-improvement email from Oprah. So, you know, it's
old. So it qualifies.
Right.
It qualifies, but does it really?
No, not really.
Okay. All right, so thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
And happy birthday, Sienna.
Happy birthday to me. Okay, have a good day.
Girlmeetsgirl.net, WGAYonline.com.
And check us out. Vote for us on Podcast Alley.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, wait, we forgot to talk about some gossip. Okay.
What?
We have some neighbors that moved in. Totally gay.
Across the street, right?
Totally gay. Yeah. Right across the street.
Got the swagger going on.
Swagger.
The plaid flannel. It's all over the place.
Plaid flannel. Statement jeans. Leather jackets. You know. I've not seen a man anywhere near sight.
Gotta be gay.
Gotta be gay. All right. That's the lesbian report for this Mother's Day weekend.